thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the potty. Yep. This is where we do the intro, the stuff before you hear the stuff that we did in the show.
So if you're a regular podcast downloader, sorry about yesterday.
Shit, I got
it. Sorry about yesterday. There was no intro on the podcast. It would have gone straight in.
We forgot.
T-Mom, our glue, our producer, did remind us on several occasions yesterday.
Numerous occasions.
We still just left and went...
We were a pack of scumbags, really. We just didn't do what we were asked to do.
Do you remember that lady who was always, she was sending, I said, if you listen to the podcast and you want to play along at home, send me an email.
Heather.
Yeah, it was Heather, actually. Yeah. So you need to send the email, adam.straney, S-T-R-A-N-E-Y, at wavefm.com.au. And let me tell you, Heather. I listen to Tuesday's podcast and have a few things to say. I live in the burbs in Sydney and I listen to your show online. So the train trip to Newcastle and back was easier than doing it from Wollongong.
Why are you singing? You're reading it aggressively like she's shouting at us.
I'm used to travelling to see Damien in concert. Great value for sure. Damien was right. Was the podcast with Kiki not understanding Damien saying book it, which was bucket.
Oh, so there you go. So she actually... She listened to the first one, and then she also listened to the intro when we talked about Heather herself. And then you're going, I think it's book it.
Did you hear how he read that?
On a side note, similar to the caller regarding speeding to the tuck shop, I used to charge people for me to stand in line and get their lunch orders and drinks. Cash payments, plus I got the empty bottle back, subsequent refund for it.
Wow.
Heather is a smart cookie.
Well, Heather is a very dedicated listener.
And she said, cheers, have another great show, Heather.
I just don't think she would say it all as aggressively as
No, she's not, but that's how I'm just reading it.
You've really added, like Heather's got an attitude and she doesn't.
No, she's lovely.
Do you know Heather? Is Heather your mum's other name? Instead of Mammy Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the email, Mrs. Lee. Thanks for the email. And a top today of around 27 degrees. Don't get used to the heat, though, because it will get humid and muggy this afternoon with a thunderstorm expected around about dinner time tonight.
I don't want that.
It's all right. Why don't you want that?
Because something started happening. It's never happened to me before.
What?
And the heat and it being sticky and hot has made it even worse.
What are we talking about here?
So I've started to get... Inner thigh rub.
inner thigh rub.
Well, I'm 6 months pregnant. I'm 6 months pregnant at the moment. I actually don't recall it ever happening in my life before, but now when I walk, like just normally walk from A to B, my thighs are rubbing together. And over the weekend, it was that hot and they were all rubby and I was getting the inner thigh rub going on.
You know, that is...
It's horrendous.
That is so weird because yesterday you were walking down the hallway and we... I turned around to you, Strain, and I said, can you hear that?
Yeah.
It's kind of kind of a ducky sort of wang, as you were walking.
That is not true. That is not very nice.
Now I know what it was. It's the inner thigh.
I do not sound like that.
That's exactly
there is no
wait,
noise.
Wait,
hang on.
Jade's getting up. Just going for a quick walk. Jade's walking around.
That is very mean. I just revealed to you an issue that I'm sure a lot of people have. Thigh rub. Don't sound like a duck.
Thigh rub, something you could buy over in Thailand.
Oh, that's not very nice. I shouldn't have told either of you two. I should have just kept it to myself.
What? I can help you. I know you've got a life hack coming up at 7 o'clock, but this is a life hack for anybody that gets a bit sweaty between the legs.
What do you do with it? I've never had it before.
Get a bit of corn flour. Oh. Bit of corn flour in your hands, and it sort of acts like a bit of talcum powder, but it's so much better. Pop it down in between the legs. Give it a little rub. Away you go.
Some flour between your legs.
Flour between your legs.
Corn flour. There's so much friction down there, I'd probably end up baking bread or something like that.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, I've got a guilty conscience. I just need someone to just kind of say, hey, Damien, it's all right.
Okay, you want me to do that?
Jade.
Okay, well, no, tell me the story first. What are you feeling guilty about?
No, first of all, agree to tell me everything's okay.
No, I need to know what the story is.
You do that from this time. Okay.
I can't.
Straney, you're not involved in this because you're just too mean. so you'll okay. give me a hard time.
Right,
okay, so over the weekend, I went to Tamworth. I had a show in Tamworth. It was wonderful, okay? On Saturday, on the way back, I passed through a gorgeous little regional town. I'm not even going to tell you the name of the town.
Okay.
Okay, but it was a gorgeous little regional town.
Yes.
Stumbled upon a lovely cafe. And myself and little Kiki, my nine-year-old, we went into that cafe and I went over there in and I said, okay, can I get a cappuccino? Can I get a Freon? Can I get some sparkling water? Two bottles, please. Two bottles. And the lady said, yeah, we have the sparkling water, San Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Which is a nice, yeah, it's a good, good bottle of water.
Go on.
She says they're at the back, so you can just go get them yourselves. All right. And she charged me $9. All right.
That's cheap.
$9. Okay, so my immediate thought was, okay, I thought it up in my head. I was like, all right, the average coffee is about $5.
Yeah.
Shoving a Freon there, delicious Freon, you're up to about $9 in itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoving two big bottles of Pellegrino.
That's like $20.
It's at least $20.
So she accidentally charged you
$11 less. I turned around to Kiki and I said, Kiki, quick, get those bottles of water.
Is that what you're feeling guilty about? Because you knew that she'd shortchanged herself and that you
did I know dad, did I know at the time?
Well, when you tell your child to run so you get out of the shop quick.
I just hurry, get the bottles of water.
And go before she figures it out.
So Kiki got the bottles of water right back at the counter. I had the Freon in my hand. I'm hanging out for the coffee. And then the lady, she turned around and she said to another waitress, said, don't worry, he's already paid. And I was like, well, okay, she hasn't copped on to it. I don't need to bring it to her attention.
Who am I to argue?
Who
was
am I to
your
argue?
Stance?
That was it. And then
you want me to say that it was okay that you did that?
It was okay, wasn't it?
It was not okay. What have we been campaigning for the whole of 2020? Spending at small regional businesses, supporting people who have been doing it tough. And here you are. Mr. Big Time Radio announcer, music star.
Hey, listen here.
You swallowed into the...
And you said that Jade was going
to
look after
you. She was meant to be
you.
The nice one.
You know what I'd have said? Good man.
Yeah.
Run like hell.
See,
I'm never talking to you again,
Jade. I've got a moral compass. You should have gone to the guy who's got no compass at all.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, what do you like when it comes to the coast, to the beach? Are you a beach bunny? Is that what they call it? A beach bunny?
Yeah, beach bunny. Yeah. Grew up on the water.
Oh, you grew
went
up
to surf
water.
Club from like the age of four.
Oh, nippers
yeah,
and all
nippers
that.
And all that. Yeah, it's the coastal way of living.
Oh, well, very nice for you. I'm not much of a beach person.
Yeah.
I'll be totally honest with you. I'm not. And yesterday it was Eileen's birthday. And Eileen loves for us all to go down to the beach and get in there. And so yesterday I thought it's her birthday. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get on down there. I'm going to get into the shorts. I'm going to take the T-shirt off. Hey. Take the socks off.
And going to scare the hell out of everybody in the Illawarra.
Get the white body out.
And white lightning.
Yeah,
on
white
the
lightning.
Beach. There I was down in North Beach, North Gong Beach. What's it?
North Beach.
It is North Beach.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wollongong,
and it was gorgeous down there. Absolutely
yeah, good
gorgeous.
Beach.
Went down there and I said, look, I'll look after Kiki Eileen. You go on out there, catch those waves. Catch those waves, Eileen.
It's your birthday. Be free.
Yeah, you go down there. And she went out there with Jarvis, my oldest son. Jagger was on the surfboard. Myself and Kiki, we stayed back. Now, thankfully for me, Kiki was a little bit nervous, so I didn't have to go in too far. And I said, I'll stay with Kiki. I'll look after her here with the waves. And I held her hand to make sure she was safe.
Yeah.
She held my hand to make sure I was safe.
Yeah.
We were mutually making sure each other was safe.
Yeah.
That's what was going on. We were working as a team. But there was another dad who we know, one of our neighbors.
Yeah.
And he was there with his nine-year-old daughter. And he was racing in. And she was going with him, the nine-year-old daughter. And they were diving through the waves. And he had her on his shoulders. And you know when you're looking at other parents and you're kind of thinking about yourself and you're going, yeah, look what they're doing. And I'm here with my daughter. And yeah.
Holding on to her for dear life.
I'm holding on to her for... And really... All I wanted to do was go up to him and say, can you teach me how to do that, please?
I want to be a cool beach dad too.
Give me an instructions. I want to know how to do what you're doing with your child so I can impress Kiki. But anyway, look, I mean, I'll be totally honest. I was happy. I stayed back. Keekly and I, we caught a couple of little dunks.
Little dunks. During the whitewash, let's be honest.
We were in the whitewash.
You were knee-deep in the whitewash.
In the worst part of the beach you could possibly be.
We were in an area of the beach where I had to tell Keekly every now and then, don't dive, it's going to be too shallow.
Yeah, right?
Whatever you do, don't dive in this area. But I've always been frightened of the water, to be totally honest. I'm not, you know, me and the oceans, we've never kind of gone hand in hand, you know?
Surprises me.
I've had that fear.
Surprises
I've
me,
thought
too.
From the start, you scream Bondi Rescue.
Oh yeah.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We're talking holding on to former glories. Jade, age champion.
Climber Surf Club, under nines. Thank you very much.
Damien Lee.
1989, thank you.
What was yours?
Oh, I could tell the 8x tables faster than anyone in my whole class.
4275196.5. Safa, what's yours?
I won every cross-country race at my primary school.
At your primary school?
Yeah.
Man, and I made it to diocesan level, and it was pretty full on.
Oh my goodness,
man. How many years ago?
I don't know. A long time ago.
And are you still doing the cross-country?
I wish. No, I can't even walk up my driveway.
Oh. What a great call. Damien, your former glory was?
Well, look, I did say it was the 8x tables. I could say it super fast, but I've just remembered as well, my lovely locks of long hair. That's a former glory I hold on to forevermore. How they flowed right down to my elbows.
Oh. Oh. Did you keep it flat when you got your hair cut?
Oh.
Yeah. Like you do with your kids.
That's right. 4275196.5. Give us a call right now.
In Albion Park, Kelly's joined us. Kelly, what former glory do you hold on to?
Well, I'm a champion BMX racer.
Ooh. Hey, Kel, good nice. BMX. When were you a champion?
When I was 9, so a little while ago.
Oh, 9.
Like me, I was the under 9 surf club champion, so I get it. 9's the golden year.
But I love the way, Kelly, you said you are a BMX golden medal champion. I love it. You're saying it like it's right this second. That's right.
No one's taking that away from me.
Too right.
In my room, it's still my medal.
Hey, I love it. You got the medal to prove it.
I like your style. All right, and Kayama, Mark, what is your former glory?
Mate, it was largest onions at the Climber Agricultural Show in the Pavilion Exhibitions from 2011 through to 2020.
Oh, that's a long time.
Man,
oh.
So wait, hang on. The glory is still current.
Yes.
it is, and, you know, unfortunately, there was, you know, because of COVID, there was a chance of no show, but there's a one-day show on the 23rd of January next year. They've consolidated down to that, so I don't know how I'll go because there wasn't a lot of planting done this year.
Haven't had a lot of onion growing time.
And so wait, when we're talking about big onions, what size are we talking about?
Well, you know, touchdown helicopters.
Yeah.
They had to lift them in.
Stop it. Oh, bloody. Unbelievable.
This is an onion.
No, what it is, you have to supply 3 onions that are huge, generally 2 kilos each, and then what the judges will do is have a look at all 3 compared to the other competitors, and then the last thing they do is they'll cut through it, because one of the problems with largest onions, they do tend to rot once you pull them, and so they'll just check and make sure they're not rotten, and then whoever's got the 3 largest in total wins the prize.
And what's the prize?
Talk about it. What is the price?
It's an agriculture show, so it's $1.50.
Oh, nice work. Beautiful. Good gear. Imagine the onion gravy after that. Cutting through the onion gravy of the onions down to Bunnings.
Telling people, what have you got?
Big onions.
Biggest onions.
Is that a euphemism?
Do we have to not look at your shorts when we say that? Former glories, the ones that you hold on to. Yeah. I passed the ball to David Campese for Randwick Rugby Club for him to score a try. It was at Randwick and it wasn't at Twickenham, unfortunately. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But I hold on to it. I tell all my mates. That's what I did.
Under 9 age champion right here. That's who you're sitting opposite, guys, for Climber Surf Club.
Wow.
I know.
You could have been anything.
Can you imagine?
I know, I peaked at 9.
Yeah. Can you imagine where you could have gone?
Yeah. We've been taking your calls all morning. I've just heard from Tony, our producer, who says that listening from the Highlands, Jimmy Barnes has given us a call.
Our friend Barnesy. Barnesy, Jimmy. What former glory do you hold on to?
I was probably the best bass player in Elizabeth Fields. which in Elizabeth Fields, if you don't know it, was a small suburb in the north of Adelaide. And one night, but my main gig, the main gig that I remember, was one night I was playing bass in my first band, and I broke three strings, and it didn't make any difference to my bass playing. Because I was only using one anyway.
Oh, Barnsley, good on you, mate. Fantastic. Great that you're listening in the Highlands, and we can't wait to catch up with the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.